Hi, I'm Chris, and you're just in time for another adventure in Odyssey. I'm here on the outskirts of town talking to, what was your name again?
Brandon. Marlo Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're the leader of a motorcycle gang, is that right?
Please. We prefer to be known as a group of motorcycle enthusiasts.
Oh, I see. But there are several of you in this group, right?
Sure. There's Rocco the Axe, Stan the Butcher, Stu the Baker, Sid the Critter Crusher, and over there we have Leopold the Conductor.
What does he do?
He's the keeper of the music.
Oh.
Hey, Leo, hit it!
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, your group certainly does have good taste in music.
It's one of the rules of membership.
Oh, really? You have rules?
Yeah, like everybody's got to ride a motorcycle. Also, you got to promise not to reveal any of the group's secrets.
Well, what happens if you break a rule?
I don't like to think about it.
Oh, you know, that's something Lucy's going to face on today's adventure, which will start right after this. It's a pretty chilly Friday afternoon here in Odyssey. I think that's why Connie is running down the street toward us here inside Wits End. Of course, it could also be because she's just a little bit late for work.
Oh, Whit, I'm sorry. I'm not on time. I wanted to be, especially on my first day back and everything. He's not here.
No, he's not.
Lucy! You scared me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. It's not your fault. I was so worried about being late, I didn't even see you sitting there. Can I get you something?
No, thanks. I'm waiting for Heather. She's going to spend the night at my house.
Oh, that's great. Hey, have you seen Mr. Whittaker around here anywhere?
Yeah, he and Eugene are working on something in the Bible room.
Figures. Wait a minute. Did you say he and Eugene were there?
Yeah, you know, Eugene Meltzner, science student and recognized genius.
Yeah, we met when I got back into town. I wonder what he's doing here.
Working, I think. He and Mr. Whittaker have been inventing a lot of stuff together lately.
They have?
Yeah. Eugene says he wants to improve the functional operations and capacity of Mr. Whittaker's end.
Mr. Whittaker's end?
That's what Eugene calls Wits End. He hates nicknames. How do you put it? Oh, yeah. He says he finds them to be disingenuous.
Does he always talk that way?
Pretty much.
Sounds intellectual.
I guess that's why Mr. Whittaker likes having him around. He's the only one who can understand what Eugene is saying most of the time. And they sure do seem to have a lot of conversations together.
To the environment enhances audio primer, resulting in heightened perception.
Yes, but only in the auditory sense. But we must figure out a way to increase the visual stimulus as well.
Perhaps an adjustment of the refractor is in order.
The refractor? Excellent. That never occurred to me, Eugene. You know, it's really nice having someone like you around. You've proven to be quite a handyman.
Well, thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Whit.
Connie, you're here.
Well, don't act so surprised. I mean, I have been later than this before.
No. I'm not surprised that you're here late, but that you're here at all.
Why should you be surprised at that?
Well, I just didn't expect you. I mean, I did give you the holiday off.
Well, I came back.
Yes, you did. Oh, you've met Eugene, haven't you?
Yeah. Hi.
Hello again, Miss Kendall.
Well, I guess I better get to work. Let's see. Where should I start?
Oh, I know. The floor needs some vacuuming.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I'll do that right now.
Perhaps I should assist you.
No thanks, Eugene. This vacuum's kind of tricky. You gotta know just how to handle it.
But I need to tell you,
Eugene, that... why don't you start working on those refractor adjustments you were talking about?
Huh? Oh, all right, Mr. Whitaker.
Phew.
Kind of touchy, weren't they?
What? Oh, Lucy, you scared me.
I've been doing a lot of that today.
Well, I was so wrapped up with Connie and Eugene that
You didn't see me sitting here. I know.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
That's okay. I'm just waiting for Heather. She's spending the night at my house.
Well, that sounds like fun. Where is she?
She'll be here soon. Her mom's picking her up from school. Then they're going to come here and pick me up. And then her mom will drop us both off at my house.
Well, I'll take your word for it. You and Heather are pretty close friends, aren't you?
The best. And we're even going to be closer after tonight.
Oh? You got something big planned, do you?
Yeah. Tonight, she and I are going to make a sacred trust with each other.
A what?
A sacred trust. I got it from a movie I saw once. It's a promise that we'll always be faithful friends and never reveal any secret we tell each other.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, Lucy, I think it's nice that you and Heather want to deepen your relationship, but something like this isn't to be entered into lightly.
Huh?
I guess I did sound like Eugene. Let me try again. A sacred trust is something you need to think very carefully about. You see... Oh, my goodness. Excuse me a minute, Lucy.
Mr. Whitaker, Heather's here. Oh, well, I guess you can tell me.
Help! Eugene! Stop this crazy thing! Quick!
That's what I wanted to tell you. I've increased the suction power of the machine.
Whoa, it took off my necktie.
Yes. You see, the intake of the cleaner is now approximately 150 pounds per square inch.
Don't explain it. Just stop it.
You ate a tablecloth!
Eugene!
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I tried to tell her how to use the machine, but she said she already knew.
I knew how to use the old vacuum, Eugene. This thing ought to be registered with the police.
All right, now, that's enough. Let's get this place cleaned up, huh?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker.
And whatever you do, don't turn that vacuum back on. Now, Lucy, as I was saying, well, she's gone. Oh, well, I suppose they'll be all right.
All right, then. So what's the deal? You and I have a sacred trust with each other, right?
Right. Whatever I tell you stays with you, and whatever you tell me stays with me.
Right. And to show that we mean it, we'll give each other something really important to us. Now, let me see. Here.
Oh, what a pretty sweater.
It's made out of something called angora.
How come I've never seen you wear it before?
It makes my skin itch, but I think it'll go great with your purple skirt.
Yeah, with my red scarf kind of loose around the neck?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now it's my turn. I know. Here.
But this is your necklace and locket. You can't give me this.
Yeah, I can. You're my friend.
I'll take good care of it, I promise.
I know. Just don't wear it too often, or it'll make your neck turn green.
Okay.
So, what's the big secret you have to tell me? I'm dying of curiosity.
Shh, I don't want my mom to hear.
All right, but what is it?
Okay. Yesterday after school...
Yeah?
Bobby Reynolds kissed me.
Really? Where?
Behind the PE building.
No, I mean, where did he kiss you?
Oh, on the lips.
Did he...
Yeah, well, it was kinda on the lips. I moved and he got me on the chin, but it was definitely on the face.
So that's your big secret, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty big, isn't it?
I guess.
You have something bigger?
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Tell me.
Okay, you remember a couple weekends ago when my family went out to the Winninghams after the morning church service?
Yeah.
And how I didn't make it back to church that night because I rode with Marjorie? And her car got a flat tire?
Yeah.
Well, her car didn't get a flat tire.
It didn't? Then why weren't you at church?
Because we went dancing instead.
You went dancing?
Shh, quiet.
You went dancing?
Yeah, it was one of those teen clubs.
But you're not a teenager. How did you get in?
Marjorie made me up so I looked older. Oh, Lucy, it was so much fun. The music was great, and I got to dance, and I met this really cute guy named Todd.
You danced with a boy?
Yeah. Todd has blonde hair and blue eyes. Wow. What's the matter?
I just can't believe you did it. I mean, what if you got caught?
Yeah, but I didn't get caught.
You were right. That is a lot bigger than mine.
That's nothing compared to what I'm going to tell you now.
There's more? What?
I'm going again this Sunday night.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to meet Todd at the club.
But you can't.
Why not? It's all set up. I already got my parents' permission to spend the afternoon with Marjorie. The rest is easy. Hey, you want to come?
No.
Come on, it'll be fun.
I don't want to, and you shouldn't go either.
Oh, don't be so straight. I know. I'll wear your sweater.
Heather, I'm serious. What you're going to do is wrong.
Wrong? You make it sound like I'm committing a crime or something. It's not that big of a deal.
You don't think skipping church, going to a place where you don't belong, and dancing with a boy is a big deal? Not to mention lying to your parents.
I just want to have a good time.
How good of a time are you going to have if your mom and dad find out about this?
Lucy, Heather, popcorn's ready. You girls want to come out for a snack?
We'll be right there, Mom.
Look, Lucy, nobody's going to find out about this because the only ones who know about it are Marjorie and me.
And me?
Yeah. Anyway, I know Marjorie isn't going to say anything, and I'm sure not going to say anything.
Please don't go, Heather, please.
Don't worry about it, Lucy. All that'll happen is that I'm going to have a good time. Come on, let's go get some popcorn. Now remember, you can't say anything because you're under a sacred trust, right?
Yeah, a sacred trust.
Will Lucy break the sacred trust? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Bye, Heather.
Thanks for coming. See you at church tomorrow. Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, fun.
Did you and Heather have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mother. Heather and I had the best time anyone's ever had. In fact, if they could show a videotape of last night to the nations of the world, peace and love would immediately break out across the face of the planet.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you wouldn't answer me.
We really had a good time, Mom. Thank you for everything you did for us.
Oh, you're very welcome, sweetheart. You know, I know how important it is to have friends over. I remember how much fun I used to have with my best friend, Ellen, when she'd spend the night.
Really? What kind of things did you do?
Oh, well, we used to try on lots of clothes and talk about boys, do each other's hair and talk about boys, and share important secrets and talk about boys.
What kind of secrets did you share?
Oh, mainly ones about boys.
Come on, what kind of secret?
Oh, you know, big ones and small ones, and well, some we promised we'd never tell.
Oh. Do you think it's important to keep secrets, Mom?
No, it depends on the secret. I'd say it's very important in some cases.
Like what?
Well, like if it's a case of national security or if someone could be heard if the information got out, then yeah, I believe it's very important to keep secrets in those cases.
What if nobody is hurt by letting the secret out?
What do you mean, like a birthday or something?
Or something.
Again, I'd say it depends on the secret. I mean, part of the fun of a secret like that is keeping it.
Yeah. Well, what if somebody could be hurt if you didn't tell a secret?
All right, Lucy, what's going on?
Going on?
Yeah, going on. Is there something you want to tell me?
Why do you ask?
Oh, just call it a hunch.
No, I don't have anything to tell you.
You know how I said that Ellen and I kept secrets we promised we'd never tell?
Yeah.
Well, there was one secret like that I wish I hadn't kept.
Really?
Uh-huh. She told it to me on a night just like the one you spent with Heather.
What was it?
Well, she said she was going to go out with a boy her parents didn't want her to go out with.
What happened?
Well, they went out and got into a car accident.
Did they get hurt?
No, he didn't, but Ellen hurt her back. She recovered, but she still has problems with it even today. And the doctors think it might be a reason why she can't have any children.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, but what's really sad is that I could have stopped it. If I'd just told someone. Honey, are you sure there isn't something you want to tell me?
Yeah, I guess there is, Mom.
Well, come on then. Let's talk about it inside.
Lucy!
Uh-oh.
I want to talk to you.
Hi, Heather.
Don't hi, Heather, me. You squealed, didn't you?
Heather?
Admit it, you squealed.
Yes, Heather, I did. I told my mother.
Yeah, and she told my mother, and now I'm in big trouble.
Heather?
How could you do it, Lucy? When I told you it was under a sacred trust that you started.
I know.
And then you turned right around and broke it?
I know.
I know? Is that all you can say, I know? If you know, then why'd you do it?
Because what you were going to do was wrong.
So what? You were still under sacred trust.
Heather?
I don't want to hear it, okay? I just want to give you back your stupid sweater and get back my chain and locket.
I'm sorry, Heather. I only told because I'm your friend.
Friends? We can't be friends anymore, Lucy. Friends don't tell on friends.
Mr. Whitaker.
Whit?
Over here, you two.
Whit, I've dusted all the furniture, watered all the plants, scoured down the bathrooms.
And I've repaired those faulty light fixtures, stocked the inventor's corner, and run a thorough diagnostic check on the electric train system.
Well, sounds like you both had a busy afternoon. Why don't you take a break?
A break? No, Whit, I don't need a break. Do you, Eugene?
Certainly not. I'm still functioning at peak capacity.
Well, I can't think of anything else.
I know! I'll go polish the silverware.
But, Connie...
Silverware. Why didn't I think of that? Ah, an inspiration. I'll recatalog the library in the back room. Oh, hello, Lucille.
Hi, bye.
Those two have been going on like that all this weekend. I think I know why, too. And I'm going to have to take care of it soon. Well, how are you, Lucy?
Not too good, Mr. Whitaker. I just lost my best friend.
Uh-oh. This doesn't by any chance have anything to do with your sleepover, does it?
Yeah.
And unless I miss my guess, it involves what you told me last Friday about the sacred trust?
Yeah.
Now, don't tell me either you or Heather had to tell somebody else something that was told to you under the sacred trust, right?
Yeah, I did. How did you know?
Because it always happens when people make promises like that to each other. Either someone gets hurt because they're forced to break the promise, or somebody gets hurt because they're forced to keep it. I think that's why in Matthew 5, Jesus said... Don't make oaths. Simply let your yes be yes and your no be no.
I wish you'd told me that on Friday. It would have made this a whole lot easier.
Well, I'm sure you and Heather will patch things up.
I don't think so. She said that we couldn't be friends anymore because friends don't tell on each other.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lucy. She shouldn't have said that to you.
Why not? She's right.
No, she wasn't. Sometimes friends do tell on friends. In fact... Sometimes that's how you know who your friends really are.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know the situation fully, but from what I can gather, Heather was going to deliberately do something she knew to be wrong. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, you know that when you do something wrong, you're going to get hurt. And a real friend doesn't want to see another friend get hurt.
Yeah, but I'm still not sure I should have told on her. I mean, if she wants to get hurt, that's her business, isn't it?
Well, it depends. In some cases, I'd say yes, and in some, I'd say no. In Heather's, I'd say no.
Why?
Well, you're not going to like this answer, but it's because she's 11 years old. You see, if it was Mr. Riley or Eugene, it'd be a different story. They're adults, responsible for their own actions. But Heather's not an adult in any sense of the word. Her parents are responsible for her actions. And if she's going to do something wrong, or that could hurt her... They need to know about it so they can stop her. That's why God made parents. I know it isn't making much sense right now, but believe me, both you and Heather will understand it when you get older. The important thing for you to remember now is that you did the right thing.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Where do we keep the silver polish?
Mr. Whitaker, do you have any whiteout?
Excuse me, Eugene. I think I got here first.
Excuse me, Miss Kendall, but it's not a question of who was first. It's a question
hold
of priorities.
Hold it. Now, I want both of you to stop this silly contest.
Contest?
What contest is that, Mr. Whitaker?
You know what contest. The one to prove which one of you is a more valuable employee. You're both valuable employees. And I'm very happy you're both working here.
Oh, well, I never doubted it for a moment. No, siree, not a moment. I'm happy it's cleared up, however, for Miss Kendall's sake. She was obviously concerned.
Me?
Now, Miss Kendall, there's no reason to raise our voices. I was merely stating an obvious...
Robert, come on, Lucy. Let's get out of here, quick.
You said it, Mr. Whitaker.
Checking all your diagnostic instruments on everything.
You know, sometimes doing the right thing could take a lot of courage. It may mean that you have to go against the crowd or not do something you really want to do. It might even mean that you have to lose a friend like Lucy did in today's story. But even though doing the right thing may be unpopular with your friends, it is very popular with God. In 1 John 2:29, the author says that everyone who does what is right has been born of God. And in Acts 10:35, the Apostle Peter says that God accepts people from every nation who fear Him and do what is right. Well, that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.